You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Rising populations produce more waste, which causes landfills to run out of space more quickly. Well, here's one solution. Rethink the old ways of managing solid waste. Kent County is doing just that. It's come up with a way to reuse or repurpose much of that solid waste rather than just flattening it and burying it in a landfill, turning the waste into an economic driver at the same time you reduce the amount of garbage that goes into landfills. To do that, Kent County wants to take land that has been earmarked for a future landfill expansion and instead use it for a sustainable business park. Darwin Boss is director of the Kent County Department of Public Works. So, Dar, what is a sustainable business park?
A sustainable business park is a resource park that provides infrastructure, both utilization and conversion technologies for municipal solid waste to process it and to turn it into either a fuel or energy or for reuse instead of a landfill.
So it's putting some money into what it takes to reuse and repurpose that solid waste in an intelligent way and not just stick it in the ground.
Correct.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, we have an integrated system here. We have waste to energy. We have a single stream processing facility for recycling, a landfill, and a transfer station. But we've continued to see the volume of material going to our landfill increase. And anecdotally, you know, we saw every day and took pictures of all this material that really could be used another way. And when we did a waste characterization study, it began to shed light on what is it that we're actually disposing of, and isn't there a better way to do it? So that was really the genesis of this thinking.
And in fact, that 2016 study by the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum was kind of eye-popping in a sense of, figuring out how much valuable stuff is being buried as garbage. What, in a nutshell, what did you find in that study?
Well, the study showed us a few things. One is, so we have the Michigan deposit bottle, law here, but over $1 million a year of deposit containers are thrown away in Kent County because of either lack of convenience or lack of knowledge. We just throw in a container, it goes away, we don't think about it, and you go, wow. So when you start looking at that and food waste and corrugated cardboard and construction materials, all those things compound, and before you know it, you're saying, okay, half of to 75% of what goes to our South Kent landfill could readily be recycled or reused if we had different collection infrastructure or if we had different processing infrastructure.
And then that's what you can offer with this sustainable business park. I saw a story that was done in MLive, and I like the way you said you didn't want to look at another 200 acres of what you've seen of the traditional landfill. Let's do it differently. So it must kill you just thinking of all the total value of the material being thrown away that could be reused.
Well, it's multifaceted. So I've been in this business for 25 years, public sector, private sector, providing a lot of solutions for industry and our customers, and then more recently as a director here. So we've been in the business since the 60s. I mean, we were asked to enter into the municipal solid waste management business by the then Board of Supervisors of Kent County because there were so many open dumps and all these other challenges from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So we began to engineer and operate well-run facilities, including landfill. But we sited a landfill in the north part of Kent County, and we used 40 acres. Then we sited the South Kent landfill in Byron Township because we needed disposal capacity, and we used another 300 and some acres. And then in the 90s and up to today, we've been acquiring property, planning ahead, saying, what are we going to do when the South Kent landfill is full? Well, we're going to engineer an expansion and use up another 200 acres. And so my point to everyone is, and so when does this stop? Kent County is generating 2.1 million cubic yards of refuse every year. So it's not a one and done. It's not, well, it's just a big year. No. And then we continue to grow. West Michigan's growing. So what are we going to do in the future? And those are the questions we're asking.
And certainly you're watching that airspace fill up more rapidly than you expected at the South Kent County landfill. So yeah, this is just, it's like a way to say, let's just really change things. And I know in early March, you issued a request for information for potential tenants and complementary technologies at the Sustainable Business Park. What are some of the most interesting ideas that came from those entries?
Sure, a number of them. One is traditional composting, which we understand is underrepresented here in Kent County. We need to be able to manage our yard waste and our food waste and other organics better. There's mining of our combustion ash from our waste energy facility to remove the rest of the ferrous that we didn't capture the first time, along with all the non-ferrous metals and other things. There's conversion technologies to, like, gasification and other suggestions and recommendations where we can either utilize the waste or convert it. So utilize it would be turning it into something else, another product. Conversion is to generate energy or a fuel from this material instead of placing it in the landfill where it's going to use up space, generate methane, and be problematic.
How involved has the community been in developing this idea of the Sustainable Business Park?
So we engaged, I think it was six different community groups, from the hauling industry to manufacturers, the environmental community, municipal leaders. Then we, from that, developed an advisory committee. Our Board of Public Works has been involved, and it seems like now is the right time to have this conversation, because people are beginning to realize that landfills really never go away. Our South Kent landfill, very well constructed, well operated. If and when it closes in 2030, the state says that you have to manage that site for at least another 30 years. Well, that's 2060. And so you go, is that really what we want to do in the future?
What kind of timetable do you have in mind? When might this park be up and running?
So we're looking at reviewing all the responses to the request for information this spring. We're going to have a work session with our Board of Public Works probably in August, with a hope that by late fall we'll have a recommendation to offer to the full Board of Commissioners. And then from there, it's going to be a question of, are we ready to do this? Are we ready to implement this master plan and take the next steps? Because there'll be financing and other planning needs and things that have to come together. So I would hope by the end of the year we'll have clear direction on how to move forward if the community is ready for this.
Do you think Kent County will ever build another landfill?
No. I think we're ready to say, listen, there's always a portion of the waste stream that will need some type of land disposal. But it needs to be stabilized, it needs to be sanitized, and it needs to be processed before that happens. So our goal is by 2030 that 90% of what we're sending now to the landfill could be reutilized, which means there'll be a small amount that either we can continue to handle or there's other industry partners locally that can. But we're trying to exit and intend to exit the landfill business in 2030.
Darwin Boss, Director of the Kent County Department of Public Works. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.